So right now, as we continue to worship God in this Lord's Day, it is our loving duty to be here as part of our worship. Not only to worship, to sing song, but worship means worth. Worship. How much God value to you. If we value God more than anything else, then we come here today, in this day, to worship Him. To worship Him as our King and our God. And to give thanks to all the blessings you've given us. And to remind us that all your blessing comes from God. Yes, maybe you're the one who worked for it. But to give you strength, to give you favor and good health to do it is of God. So never forget that. That's why we come here. We come here to worship Him. We offer ourselves. We bring our tithes, offering, all our thanksgiving to Him, acknowledging that He is our God and we are His subjects. So today, as we continue to worship, and our topic today is bearing fruit. Bearing fruit. As part of now, in what's called ordinary time. Ordinary time comes the word ordinal, comes fixed. It means fixed. It is, this is the way we should live according to God's way. Nothing more, nothing less. God's standard, God's way, not our own standard, God's way. Only always. If we have our own way, our own standard, be sure it is in line with the word. Because if not, that is not godly, nor God will bless it. So, the way, as the Lord says, this is the standard of how we live. So why, that's why everything that we talk about, especially in ordinary time, is the simplicity, the practicality of living as Christians. And one of that is a continual bearing fruits. That's why our color is green. Green means fruitfulness, growth. And that should be because we have received an ever-growing kingdom. So we continue to grow in the Lord. And bearing fruit is part of it. And the Lord says in this text, He said about the parable of the sower. And He talked about, a parable is a story. It's just what you call a story which is in line with everyday life, the practicality of life that the Lord could express and teach us spiritual lesson. So He talked about seed. So it's easy to us to understand. And parable is, as the more you see it, it becomes a window that would see what the Lord is telling us. And the more we see it, the more we meditate about the parable, it becomes now a mirror that you could see ourselves, that the one the Lord is talking to you and me. Talk about attitude. I'm bearing fruit. So the Lord here, He's talking, why he tell this story. The background of this is because from previous chapters, He encountered resistance and belief of the people. That's why in verse 2, in chapter 13, He talked, why are those people have the resistance? Why those people have unbelief in the sharing of the gospel? That's why He talked this about sharing the word. His preaching. He talked about like a farmer and like a seed. Here, the sower is Jesus, our Lord. And the word and the seed is the word of God. Right, like right now. The seed. I'm scattering seed. But it to not to go along to this to the verse by verse, I said, it all depends in how you hear. How you hear. But it started, first of all, He wants us to be fruitful. That is the word. He wants us to be fruitful. John 16 said, John 15, I chose you and appointed you to bear fruit. So it is a command to bear fruit. And bear fruit lasting fruit in John chapter 15, 16. So it is a command to bear fruit. And what is this fruit? What is this fruit? Practically, you see fruit. You could see fruit. Remember, a tree bear fruit for others. No tree would eat his own fruit. A tree was always there so that everybody could see and take from it. Now, the same with the spiritual things. We should bear fruit, God kind of fruit. Now the question, what kind of fruit are we bearing? What are the fruit that other people see unto us? Anong klaseng prutas? Good fruit or bad fruit? What kind of fruit? So we say, nobody knows our heart. That is true. Nobody knows what is your motive. That is true. But what is in your heart, it would come out. That's the fruit. You cannot judge the heart. That is true. But they could judge now your fruit. See? What is inside? What's inside? It should bear fruit. It should bear fruit. Now, here. What kind of fruit? The fruit is another thing, another word for fruit in the biblical way is result. What is the result? What is now the improvement you could see in us? Because the Lord has commanded us, another command has empowered us. We cannot change ourselves. We cannot bear fruit by ourselves. We need the Holy Spirit. We need the Word of God. That's why we have the ability now to bear fruit because of the Holy Spirit. You cannot say, eh, talagang ganito ako eh. Ganito ako eh. No. Alibay lang yan. It is the Holy Spirit who would help you to bear fruit. That's why fruit is result, improvement, or changes. So what are the result? What are the improvement? What are not changes could be seen in us? And here, this parable also encourages us and confronts us. If we have to see within ourselves, what is my fruit? Yes, we are in the road to perfection. As of now, sometimes we bear fruit, good fruit, sometimes bad fruit. That is the truth. But praise God, as we continue to let God help us, we continue to bear good fruit. And here the Lord had explained in a very short, what the reason why people are bearing fruit and others are not. He said, because it is connected to the soil. To the soil. And that soil represents our heart. So, the Lord wants His word, the seed, to enter our heart. So not just information, but it becomes transformation. So here he said, because he said, it would start somewhere like in verse 10, the verse 10 of 13, not part of our reading. When the Lord tell them about the parable, in verse 10, you could see in verse 10, not part of our reading. In verse 10, he said here, so verse 13, and verse 10, John, this is the beginning. No? In verse 10 said, and the disciple came and said to him, why do you speak to them in parables? In other scripture says, please explain to us the parable. This is the good thing to start. You ask God. You are not pretending that you know everything. That is the beginning of wisdom. We humble ourselves. Lord, ano Lord? It's because especially for us evangelical people who read the Bible, Genesis to Revelation, we think we know everything. No. That's why it starts from the Lord. Why? Please help us. And so the Lord explained to them. And it's right now it's a verse 18. They said about the kind of heart, the kind of soul. Some had fallen in the pathway. See, pathway, you don't really plant in the pathway. Remember that. You don't plant in the pathway. Sa kilid pwede, but the pathway is the way. Kung sa Pilipino, pilapil. Pilapil? Where you walk? Sa ganas? You don't plant in the pilapil. You plant somewhere so, kung direct, echa. You don't most plant. Then fall. It fall on the pathway. That pathway said it did not bear much fruit. Why? Because the pathway is hard. Hard yan. De palaging inaapakan. It's hard. That's why it will not grow. A heart which is hard is this a heart that is not surrendered to God. A heart who is not humble before God. That's why the word will not penetrate. It will not cause change in his heart because his heart is hard, unsurrendered will, unsurrendered heart. With that, we want to do our own thing. That's why Word of God will not grow. Second is about a stony heart. Like us right now, we hear the word, but you have no commitment. Not much commitment, relationship to God, it will not bear much. Why? Because you will not give time to that. If you say, no, message ni Bishop, nami, ay nanugon, nami, it affects really your life or hanggang nami yang, because you have to meditate and put your heart in it. Then, as a heart is thorny, maraming gamo-gamo, maraming distraction, a heart full of a lot of things inside of your heart. I'm going to be specific here, worries of life. A lot of things that you worry about, everything. Lord, why? Can you do something about this, Lord? Why? What's happening to us? And he said, about riches, desirable for riches, a kind of heart that he is wrong priority, and he wants riches, and then he have riches, he said, there's no need of God, because I have everything. A kind of heart, marami ng laman yan. Not only about riches, about worry, una ba unforgiveness, mga hatred. That's why the word of God cannot work in your life. Because a lot of things in your heart which is not right need cleansing. Cleansing. If the heart is full of worries or some things of other priorities before God or hatred or unforgiveness or other things, the word of God cannot work in your heart. You will not grow. You will not bear fruit much. And the sense said, the good soil. Look at this. It's the good soil. The third one. He said, the good soil. He received the seed on a good ground. Good soil. He who hears the word and understand it. Understand it. Ano meaning tawag exegesis? What is the meaning word? In the back of understand, it means to say, understand means he have a perceiving heart. Open and willing heart. There it is. That is learning to understand the word. You're willing, open, willing to know, willing to be corrected, and willing above all to obey. It should be combined. Willing to learn and willing to obey. Even the word hear means not only hearing, but hearing, willing to obey. And said, with that kind of heart, he said, then indeed bear fruit and produce some 100-fold, 60-fold, 30-fold. So that's the heart that the Lord is looking for you and me. An open, willing, humble heart before God. Willing to accept what He says. And willing to obey. That He said, that is the kind of soil that would bear fruit. Now, first of all, where you could find this good ground, this good soil? This good soil is could be found, first of all, in the heart of the children. Their innocence, yes, pure heart. But as of now, so we have to be careful because of the birth of social media. Even mas mayad pa magpindot ka ako ng makaroon. What kind of message, what kind of information they are receiving? They're destroying now the innocence of those little children, putting this bad seed in their heart. That's why we have to be careful. That's why how important to bring our children in the church. It should be balanced with the Word of God. Okay? It should be balanced with the Word of God. And the next is not only that, but what about us who is no longer a children? Old people. Most of us are old now or aged now. Have a lot of things already happened to us. Bad experience, good experience, a lot of things. Bad things that happens in our life. And most of them have put scars. Our heart now is a lot of scars because of bad things that happen unto us. That would also sometimes would determine our opinion, our decision because of those bad things that happen unto us. Yes, they're good things to us. So, brothers and sisters, we need the Word of God. We need the Word of God so that we could change. It is the Word of God that would help us change. Now, this is our work. So, yes, the children, we have to put good word, that by good seed, the Word of God. And for us already, old people, not old, or already, a lot of things already is said to us, plus the social other things that coming inside to us, in our heart. And how do we make our heart to be fertile? Well, even though we're in old age already, a lot of things inside, still we could done it to be a good soul, to be received to God by our repentance. Repentance, cleansing our heart. And second, let the Word of God water that. Prayer would water those things in our heart to make it clean again, to make it fertile, to be receptive to God. Because here he said, it will bear fruit 160 or 30. It means to say, it all depends how you respond to the Word. If you give much time to the Word, then the Word produces in our life 100. If you just only give 60%, then 60% lang ang changes mo. Kung 30, then 30 lang. It all depends how you respond. The level of our growth in the Lord right now, our maturity, is all depends on how we respond to God. The level of our fruit, our changes, our improvement in our lives is just the same level how we have given ourselves to the Word of God, to prayer, to repentance. And lastly, what challenged me as I read this, in John 15, he said, I appointed you. I appointed you. I chose you, appointed you to bear fruit that will last. Appoint you to bear fruit. And another Bible says, to keep bearing. That's another thing translated. Keep bearing. It means to say continual bearing. Continual. It does not stop. And it said lasting fruit. So it means to say connected. Yes. Young and old, especially for us. Continue to bear fruit, even our old age. Ito masadya, as I'm reading this, especially for us, mga senior citizen. Sometimes we have that word, it's hard to teach old dog new tricks. Eh? Or, have you heard, pabay ilang na eh, magulang yun. What's the meaning of that? Talagang ganyan yan. Maybe ganun. Mula ng bata hanggang ganun, ganyan yan. Bayaan mo na lang. Or, bayaan mo na lang. Malapit na mamatayin yan eh. Ha? Just wait na matudas na lang siya. Is that our end? Is that our end? Is it for us? It means to say, even in our old days, you continue to bear fruit, good fruit. Because you say, then magkuwangon doon. It you say, in our old age, the Holy Spirit is not working anymore. The Word of God is not working anymore. No. It so happens that maybe in our younger days, up to now, we have not really surrendered our heart to God. That's why Kerry carried not in our old age. See? So, from young to old, the word says, lasting fruit, continue to bear fruit. Continue to bear fruit. And that should be the encouragement of God. We cannot bear fruit on our own. We need the power of the Holy Spirit. No matter how old are you, no matter how bright are you, no matter how experienced you are, you need the Holy Spirit to change. We cannot change ourselves. We cannot bear fruit without the Holy Spirit. That's why continual prayer. Yes. So that our end will be good. Our end will be good. Because if not, then more hurt that are coming. Sige, magsilinong good ka lang. But because our heart is right before God, we know and we know it will bear good fruit to the last. Na atong end, baga, that people would say it would be not a perfect end for us. Not a perfect, but at least happy ending. Now, the people around you would say, ay, kanugon. Nga namatay, utay mo. He's gone away, he's good. Or, ay, sayamat. Natudas gidman. How do you want people around you would say to you in your ending, at least, I'm saying not perfect, at least good fruit. And testimony to the young that they have hope to change even their old. Because if you're not changing, that's why as old as young as you are to change. Because at the end of our life, still that good fruit is there. But if not, then you do your own thing, you're not changed. Tama lang na yung maging team song mo yung my way. I know the end is near. At pinakadulo niyan, I did it my way. That's why you have no fruit. And more heartache at your end. At least, I want a happy ending. that if the end is near, I did it God's.